Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Let's start our week with some new music, shall we?
Yes.
Yeah, always good.
Well, we had the new Luke Combs on Friday.
Which is a bop.
It's so good.
It's a banger and a half.
Why did someone text me? They were asking me if I'd heard the song.
Yeah.
Barn Burner. Luke Combs, got himself a barn burner.
That's a great way to put that. It's a barn burner. It's a barn burner.
Awesome.
Expect to hear more of that. Will this be the same way? Because this, not a new song.
I was thinking it was weird it was released on a Monday, but I was going to go with it.
No, this is a new take on an old song. A band named Vavo, I don't know, because I've never heard of them before, has dropped themselves a hot cover. Toby Keith's classic, Should Have Been a Cowboy. They are an EDM duo.
Okay.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and run. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart. Just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Now.
Then an EDM musician? Sure. I buy that.
The reactions are not kind to this.
I mean, I liked it. That they kept his vocals.
That's the thing.
You know, intact.
That's the thing.
I was not expecting that.
Like, you gotta look at this. You gotta look at this through the lens.
So much work.
It could have been some European female
in auto-tune.
It could
have been a travesty.
I get it. It's not the version you'd like, but what if it introduces some little ravey club kids to the genius of Toby Keith? What if it gets them out of the club and into the sun and into, maybe I could embrace this country thing and
honest
leave there.
Trade.
Yeah, yes, not, it's. It's
away from
honest
drugs
work.
And
it's honest work, but it's
sin
and the night. Nothing good happens after. I'm just saying again. Like there's positives. There's definitely a lot of negatives. There's positives as well. Good morning. It's Monday with Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, I crunched the numbers.
Yeah.
Apparently, our screen time could now be considered a full time job.
I'm just not surprised. I'm not surprised
Americans
by this.
Americans spend how much time online? Brace yourselves. I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Oh, turns out sleep is just a short break between doom scrolling sessions. Because we are online a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
How much?
Uncomfortably much.
Half our day.
Oh, that's better than I thought
Easily.
It was going to be.
Easily.
Really? Okay.
We'll get back to this.
All right.
Man,
not so bad. Not so bad.
I can't believe you think we got off light.
I just know how much it. I know how much time I'm in front of a screen. Like I could, when I sit and really think about it, how much of my day is spent in some form or fashion in front of some screen showing me something, and it's. It's
well, you
more
got a screen
than
that never leaves your hand.
I got that
basically
screen.
Basically surgically attached.
Yeah, exactly.
You put a screen on your eyes.
That's right. I've got the stupid
goggles.
The goggles.
What are they actually called?
Why do you call them stupid? Meta. They're meta. The meta goggles.
That's why.
Those, yeah, okay.
That's why. Right. So how about a bright spot? A bit of good news. Chris Stapleton went to Sesame Street.
Did he?
Yes, he did. And he shared a new song about friendship and music.
Really?
It's called You Got a Friend in Music.
Huh? Okay.
Music is the sound of your friends gathering round, and the smiles and the frowns on their faces. Music helps you feel feelings true and real.
Yeah, Elmo had to get in on this one.
He's as hairy as the puss.
Someone somewhere knows what you're going through.
Just remember when you're sad or alone.
the best day you ever had. Whatever you do, you've got a friend in music.
I mean, it's no I Love Trash, but it's what
it is no I Love Trash. Tell me, oh Lord, if they didn't just make a Muppet Chris Stapleton, who is in fact like a living, and I don't mean respectfully.
Oh, yeah. We love Chris Stapleton.
Respectfully. That dude is a living Muppet.
Yeah.
And if they didn't make Muppet Chris Stapleton for this appearance.
Just to interact with real Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, just to show.
would have been worth the watch.
Wow.
Not worth the read, so I'll save you some time.
Okay.
Nintendo says Mario and Princess Peach are just friends.
Come on, y'all. Like, I mean, like what, today? Is that what they're saying? Like,
well,
maybe
it was a recent update
out
on the Nintendo Today app.
Okay.
Princess Peach and Mario are good friends and help each other out whenever they can.
Yeah, sure. You can call it that, I guess.
Good friends with benefits, that's apparently. What just mean. Good friends.
Well, I could see
did
that.
Did she friend zone him?
I think, something happened. Keep in mind, she's a princess. He's a plumber. Okay.
Like, yeah, well,
so, that ain't going to work out in real life. It ain't going to work out.
Plumbers make pretty good money.
Oh, plumbers make bank. But
especially
like,
now that nobody's going into the business.
But you don't know if her eyes are open to that. You know, she constantly seems to be getting in trouble with other dudes kidnapping her and taking her off somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if she was down for Mario, like down for Mario, loyal
she makes
and
cakes
such.
All the time.
Yeah, but you know, she'd be with him. And no one would be kidnapping her. Like, that's what I mean.
Well, no.
She was a little
too
independent to be.
She might still get kidnapped.
Yeah, but it would be. I don't run through
eight worlds.
No, for a platonic friendship. I'll tell you this. I think Peach thinks they're friends. I think Mario might have other thoughts. And, like, for the exact reason you just said, because his actions, I don't care how good of a
He's
friend they are.
He's been doing this for 40 years.
40 years. And it never changes. Never changes. Time to rescue Prince.
Does he even
time
have a business
Peach.
Anymore?
Time to,
dude. When does he do any plumbing?
Oh, it's a whole career. It's a whole career. Even Luigi's telling him he needs to, like, cut ties. It's like, hey, you got
to
work
on yourself.
Well,
he gives all the good stuff to Peach.
You got
to
work on yourself.
Strange Luigi in that haunted mansion.
Exactly. Like, anyway, okay.
I don't know why they're making this announcement now. They've even presented them as a couple in the past, I feel like.
Yes, they have.
Something else must be in the works or coming out or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can read about it online where you'll be for half your day.
Okay.
We've officially crashed from always connected to never unplugged, right? Like, it's between work, jobs,
yep.
and tasks,
yep.
entertainment,
yep.
social media.
It's
like, you spend more than 10 hours a day online.
God.
5.4 of those hours are spent on work.
Yeah.
Which seems reasonable. Most people do sit in front of a computer.
For about 5.5 hours.
Reading emails, paying bills, browsing, gaming, mm-hmm. looking at social media.
Right.
And then you'll spend another 5 hours streaming entertainment, watching mm-hmm. movies, shows, and videos. 55% of Americans use their TV to stream, followed by 25% who use computers and tablets. And 20% who use their phone.
Look, I know the gut reaction here is be like, that's not me. Look at it realistically.
Well, I think it's work that's the biggest time suck.
I think work is 5.5 hours. But I mean, when I go home, no matter what I'm doing, this is on. You know, maybe it's streaming music, maybe it's on. It's constantly shoving content in my face. Or I'm watching Netflix, or I'm watching TV, or I'm on my computer doing more work at home. Wait, tell me, honestly, tell me that's not you. Tell me that's not you. That every waking hour of your day, and I mean that because that's definitely me, every waking hour of the day.
Well, how many people use their phones as their alarms and things?
As your alarm.
As soon as you pick it up.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. That's what happens. And it's check your email and at every waking hour.
And you're probably underestimating the time you spend looking at your phone. Most people do.
There is a little thing where I could go and touch and tell you what screen time is just on my Apple devices.
I don't want to do it.
I'll just take their word for it. It's that. Oh, that's depressing. Thank you. Thank you for starting our day on this note.
You're welcome. So maybe we all really should strive for 7 to 8 hours of sleep so you can recover and restore and
give your eyes a break.
Get offline.
Lord.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebies!
Oh, today, just another day to win $100 on Frito and Katie. You're welcome. How do you do that? Go online, thebullhouston.com/contest, and get signed up for the Money Minute. It is a game we play before 8:30. So we will call someone semi-randomly. Got to be in the database.
Yes, you do.
We will then give you a chance to get 10 trivia questions correct in 60 seconds. If you can do that, and few can, as it turns out.
Very few.
You get the cash.
But there have been those who have climbed this mountain.
Yes, two.
Yeah.
Two.
And to make it a little easier, every morning, we give you one of the questions.
Exactly.
One of the answers.
Now, you only need 9 answers, because today, one of the questions, the answer is R.L. Stein. R.L. Stein.
Well, there's literally only one question that could be the answer to my, I say that. Don't hold me to that. R.L. Stein, one of the answers. If you have not signed up, jump online, thebullhouston.com/contest. Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Just leave that in your head for a second. You're probably about to need it.
Well, it sounds like a lot of you will need it.
Yeah, a lot.
If these stats in this story are to be believed.
Go ahead.
The crux of it is, yes, 1 in 3 Americans, mm-hmm, think they have got it figured out. They have got the way to strike it rich.
They have, yes.
Might not be right now.
No.
But like at some point down the line,
they have over. Complete confidence,
yep,
that it is going to happen for
it's
them.
It's a product. It's, yes, a business idea. It's, right, a hot stock tip.
It's
whatever. Maybe it's a script or a novel.
They've got that idea.
You're sitting on $1 million idea.
That it's going to happen. It hasn't happened yet, but it will.
$1 billion idea.
It could be. It could be. Maybe you're the ring. Maybe you got the Ring doorbell, the next Ring doorbell idea. Who knows? Who knows? But 33% of Americans say they have an idea that could one day make them wealthy. Does the lottery count as an idea?
No, I think that was an added bit to the end.
That was additional.
It was like, oh, and how do you feel about the lottery?
Now, 1 in 3 is a lot of people. So, which one of you guys has the $1 million idea or the $1 billion idea?
You don't have to tell us what that idea is.
Because that.
Although I would love to hear it.
You don't have
you
to tip your hand.
Workshop it a bit.
Yeah, like.
We're here for you.
We won't even ask for a cut. It can be that simple. Yes. I think it can get boiled down to one. Yes, I have confidence I'm going to get rich one day.
Maybe it's just a gut feeling.
You just, bones.
I haven't thought of it yet.
Yeah.
But I have that game-changing idea or product that's never been done or tried or whatever before.
You know that you will get there.
It will be me.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll see what you have next. Frito and Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
So allegedly,
yeah,
allegedly, 1 in 3 people listening right now,
yeah,
and across America,
right,
think they have a way to strike it rich.
They think that it's going
got
to happen.
The next big idea.
That it's in their head. It just needs to get out of them.
It's and not then if.
It's when.
But when.
It's when. Howdy. Okay, so do you have that idea in your head?
Are you sitting on $1 million idea?
Yes.
Nope. I am in the 66% that don't have a clue. The only way I'm going to do that is if I hit the lottery.
Do you have anything in your bones that says you're going to hit the lottery one day?
No, but I keep trying.
Okay. All right. Okay.
He's a realist.
I think that
yeah,
again, that is, there's a place for that.
That or he doesn't want to share.
Howdy. Do you have that confidence that you've got that $1 million idea that you're going to hit it rich?
I 100% do. Me and my girlfriend, we started a business this year that's going to lead us to future endeavors. But then, among other things, I have other ideas to make myself successful and wealthy.
Okay,
can you tell us what the business is?
Yes, is that possible?
We started a mobile bartending business and with hopes of expanding into a future event venue.
Wow. Okay. That's not.
That's very cool. I don't know why, but I wasn't expecting that.
Can I ask how old you are? Like just.
35.
Okay. I've wondered, and have you always had in your head this, like just this belief that no matter
yes.
what, hey, you have, it's all, you
I
knew,
have.
You knew that you were going to get there one day. You were going to be wealthy.
Well, was it
successful?
The being wealthy, or was it like owning a venue of some kind?
Yeah.
Or was it all of it?
All of it. I just have like this belief in myself that I wasn't just destined to just do a 9-to-5. I'm destined to create my own life and my own story and be financially free and have my own time and independence and be able to do what I want. And that takes a lot of hard work up front.
Wow.
But I imagine and know that that's what I'm destined to do, and I'm willing to do what it takes. And it might have taken me years to figure it out, but figuring it out one piece at a time. And I firmly believe in like vision boards and putting your aspirations out there. And I've done that this year. I created a vision board, and now my vision board for this year, things are coming to fruition.
One more question. Was there any point, like you said, it took a while to put all the pieces together. Was there any point where doubt crept in? Where at some point you're like,
I bet she deals with it all the time.
Yeah, like I don't, like, you know, like it was,
or like imposter syndrome.
Yeah, where it's like, I don't know, like I feel this way, but maybe I'm wrong. Was there ever that point where you second guessed yourself?
I second guessed how I was getting there at different points in time, but not second guessing that it was going to happen.
The results.
You never once second guessed that eventually the destination was going to be the same.
No.
You're going to wind up succeeding beyond your wildest dreams. It was gonna
I mean, I do think it requires a lot of willpower to get there.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you need. That's exactly it.
I wonder how many people who are kind of like entrepreneurial
have that same feeling.
Just have that.
I wish I could say that was us too. You know, I wish I could say, I looked at my life and I said, I'm gonna do the thing that's gonna lead me to wealth and health and happiness. I would never have gotten into radio if that were true.
It goes the same with the health and the aspect. I was up and had my 5 a.m. workout this morning, and I didn't want to, but sometimes you got to do hard things in order to make things happen.
Very disciplined, very committed. That's incredible. Look, thanks for the call. 713-881-5500 is our phone number if you want to weigh in. Frito, Katie, the Bull. I love this. I cannot relate to this at all.
But Samantha's got it, man. Like,
she does, hands down.
But that is exactly the type of attitude that you would need to accomplish this.
I
like to believe in your being without a shadow of a doubt that you are sitting on a $1 million idea.
And that it's going to work.
And you will strike it rich someday.
It's happening.
Maybe like not today.
No, but it's happening.
It's coming.
You just have to stick it out. Howdy, what do you have for us today?
All right, good morning, guys. I didn't have the million dollar idea, but my grandson had an extremely great idea. He graduated University of Colorado in Boulder, and he and a classmate purchased a mined out silver mine and started a mushroom company.
What?
They grow mushrooms in the mine.
Damp cave, which would be literally
exactly
perfect.
What a mushroom loves.
Exactly. They would thrive.
He just said to himself, no one's going to care about this old mine. There's no silver in there. I can buy this for a song, and then we're just going to grow all the mushrooms.
And they started the company about 8 months ago, and he's on his way to his first million already.
Are you serious?
That's insane.
Oh.
Yes. They currently sell mushrooms to Kroger, Safeway, King Soopers, and Albertson. And because mushrooms are legal in Colorado, they have 20% of what they grow, is psilocybin, and they're making
grow the magic mushrooms too, which is probably piling on the money.
I was piling
on the money.
Territory,
yeah, the truffies.
Absolutely.
They do whatever. It's all up. Oh my God, they're going to be so rich. All right, so you obviously know your grandson pretty well, right?
Oh, yes. Bailey's great.
I
could easily go to him for a loan these days.
Oh, no doubt. Who couldn't? But did he always have that? Was there something in him that, do you remember him always having that confidence that we're talking about?
Like, I'm kind of a go-getter.
I'm going to hit it big.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. I'm going to get there.
He used to aggravate me because we'd tell him to go in and do his homework, and he didn't need to. He's just always, he's been a 4.0 student all his life, and just has.
He just knew, and he's like, I don't need.
He added drive,
and
he's just always been a highly motivated. Yeah.
So okay. So now you obviously have seen the success, but was there a point where he pitched the idea to you or to the parents or to friends or anyone, and people were like,
"No, he surprised all of us."
Oh, he just had it.
He just said, "I'm doing it."
He's always been ambitious, and we knew he'd be successful with what he chose. And he and a classmate came up with the idea one year. It was like his junior, sophomore year. They came up with the idea. And
was it a school project?
Now it's coming.
Yeah. Was it like a class project
where they didn't get a good grade on it? And now they're like, ha-ha,
well,
prof.
I think there's something to that. If you'd brought me that idea, I'd probably be like, yeah, that's kind of okay, but there's no way that's going to work out.
It looks good on paper,
sure, but something's going to go wrong with it. There's other people that look at it the exact opposite way. It's like, we're going to make millions of dollars off of this, and then it happens. And that is so wild to me.
I'm glad it worked out for him because he really deserves it all. He's put in the work already.
You know what? Unbelievable. I love that story. Dude, thank you so
much.
All the success. And I want to try some of those mushrooms, the legal ones.
I don't think they're quite legal here right now, Frito.
Not those.
We're the salad mushrooms.
Yeah, just like a nice baby Bella is what I'm. Dude, have a great day. Howdy. Frito and Katie, go ahead.
Hi, I was calling about the idea.
Oh, you
million
have
dollar
the
idea.
Ideas that will make you rich.
Okay,
you sound like you've got one, or you're about to pitch us on one.
Please don't. Please don't let it be crypto.
No, I've had an idea. We were actually going to start our own little business last year, and then circumstances have kind of put us behind. But I do definitely think that we could make a good profit and that it could help a bunch of people.
Can you speak to maybe not the idea itself, but like the kind of people you'd be helping?
Exactly.
So it would actually be towards people that need medical type assistance. So originally the plan came into place because of my daughter who is tube fed. But then once my husband was diagnosed with cancer and has a port, these type of tubings and things are very hard to get to and very hard to access.
Yes.
Right.
And we have an idea that could bring a lot of people a better way of accessing their medical supplies.
So this is a part that you, I assume, have created or some kind of a, do you have a patent on it? Do you own this at this point?
We are trying to. That's what we were in the process of doing last year when we got thrown the curveball of my husband being diagnosed.
Yes.
Right.
So I've kind of kept it on the down low because I'm like, no one's going to steal my idea.
Right.
It's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, you got to keep it quiet, man. You got to keep it quiet
until it shows up. We do have a name for it already, but we have not gotten the patent yet. So once we do that, we can let everybody know everything.
Well, how exciting.
That is. That's one. Yeah, she ain't lying. That's potentially. That's,
and necessary. So yeah, you're
and,
right.
And very,
like,
very
you'd
necessary.
Make money and you'd be helping a lot of people. So can you keep us posted in your journey?
Oh, of course. Yes, I will.
Because now that we've got the idea, I want to like.
Yes. And you could always, and sometimes people like you that always need public relations people and marketing pro, which of course we could.
Looking for a little more job security here, maybe.
Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Best of luck. Thanks, yeah, that
guys.
Sounds awesome.
Thank
Have a great
you.
Day.
You too. Bye.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Morning, Jonathan. We got most of the details of this whole thing from your email, but, like, honestly, I really just want you to say it. What's your problem today?
Okay, it's America's Sweethearts.
What, like the Netflix show?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, so we just wanted to be clear about that. So why did watching the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader show end up with you emailing us?
Yeah, that's the thing. And your help. I need you to help me explain to my girlfriend that it's not weird or something.
So she thinks it's weird.
Yeah, she does. And I mean, look, you know, have you seen the show?
I have not.
I've seen it both seasons.
So, all right, so it's good, right?
I mean, it's something.
Okay, yeah, but like,
okay.
I don't know. It just seeing everything the girls go through, it's like eye-opening.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So I guess the bigger question, why does your girlfriend have a problem this?
Do you all watch the show together?
Yeah.
No. I just sort of go off and, into this one by myself. And, she comes over to the house and I'm watching. She just kind of freaked out on me.
Doesn't have anything to do with it because of the Dallas Cowboys, does it? I mean, is that...
That I don't know.
No.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, yeah. That's
awesome.
She just thinks it's weird for a 25-year-old guy to be, like, into this show. And, I try to explain to her that, what I thought about it. And, maybe hearing it from some other people might help.
Well, I'm unsure about that part, but we're going to find out.
The helping part or the 25-year-old dude being into a show about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders?
Really the helping part? More than it. Anyway, we're going to get Rebecca lined up coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Jonathan's in trouble because he likes America's Sweethearts.
I want to get this straight.
A show that you...
Yes.
40-some-year-old man have seen also?
I watched it. I did watch it. Yeah. Rain was the one that turned me on to it.
Oh, okay.
And it's a show.
Fair enough.
I mean, I hate the Cowboys. Like
most people do.
Really.
Most Americans do.
Real Americans, anyway. But I'll say this. So I was kind of rage watching it. It's maybe a little bit of a different experience. He's watching it solo.
Well, maybe he, like us, was fascinated by the fact that they're not paid any money. But it's a job everyone wants, but they don't get paid for it. I don't know. I've not seen it.
Either way.
We can speculate all day, or we could get Rebecca on the phone.
Yes.
Which, surprise, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rebecca, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
So, okay, we know that your man Jonathan wants us to back him up on this. And why being into the Cowboys cheerleader show isn't all that weird, but... Really, I want to hear your perspective on this and how it is super weird.
I mean, okay, because it's totally weird, right?
I'm leaning towards yes.
No, seriously, is it? Is it that weird?
Yes. I mean, just name one man who's into that show.
Frito.
I mean, unless it's just some weird crush on Reese.
I guess that's one of the girls.
You think I have a crush on Reese?
Oh, shut up. Everyone has a crush on Reese, okay? I have friends. Girls talk about it.
Reese has gotten popular.
Okay, good to know.
I watch it. All my friends watch it. They're all guys.
But they don't have girlfriends, though.
Okay, just let me finish, though. Okay, it's not like I'm watching. It's just cheerleading, and, it's interesting. I mean, it's just like the other shows that they have, a few years ago, the college cheerleading one.
Wait a second. Oh.
Wait. You watched Cheer, too?
Of course you did.
Yeah. Everyone did.
Oh, my God.
I watched that one also.
Great. My boyfriend has, a weird cheerleader kink. This is great.
Okay, but really...
even I know that they're super popular shows.
They
at least,
are.
Right?
He's not wrong.
I mean, look, there's, a difference between watching it with your girlfriend or your wife or whatever, because she asked you to... But then you're just a guy watching it alone. One is normal, and the other one just feels a little bit kind of sleazy. I don't know.
Okay.
Really?
Okay, but it's sports. They're hardcore athletes. It's complex choreography. They're doing high kicks with a fan out. And have you ever tried a jump split?
Okay.
I'm sorry, but you have a problem with the sisterhood, and I don't. That's not
sisterhood.
Man, you don't even like the Cowboys. This doesn't really have anything to do with sports. Okay, just weird fetishes aside or whatever. I just think me saying that I think it's weird should be enough for you to say, okay, I'll stop watching it.
Well, okay, why? Just because you say so?
Yes, I'm your girlfriend. I feel like I should have the right to expect you to stop watching just all of these cheerleader shows because I think it's weird and gross. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, that's what we are here to find out, I guess. Let's see what everyone thinks about this.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. So what do you think about this?
So, yeah, we'll see. Coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So, Our boy watches America's Sweethearts.
Watches the America's Sweethearts alone, by himself. Also likes other cheerleading.
Is that a dude show?
Is that a dude show? Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
I mean, I definitely see both sides, that's for sure. But, I mean, she wants him to stop watching it because she thinks that's the right thing to do. But how about, since he does like watching this show, if she really does care about him, why can't she join him in watching it? Why can't it be like a couple thing for them?
Yeah, like why can't it be like a shared activity? And also, like, if you were watching it as a couple, if he was being creepy or like, yeah, you know, yeah, you'd suss it out.
Because yeah, he would lose interest
in watching it then. If he was really watching it for the athletic prowess and the sisterhood or whatever,
then he would be watching all of it.
Yes, he would. Or if you just think that like, you know, Jerry's daughter is super creepy, like, yeah, that's enough to keep you going. That's enough to keep you watching. But yeah, I think that's an excellent way to test it out. Do you think?
Yeah, exactly. See it for her, like, you know, see it in her eyes and just kind of play it by ear and just, yeah, sit with him for a few episodes, I guess, and then, you know, determine whether it is creepy that he's watching it or if he's legitimately watching it because he enjoys it.
What do you think the odds are that it is creepy? I mean, is there anything, I mean, come on. Like,
I could see it being obnoxious, right? Like, if he had said in the past maybe he didn't have time to watch TV shows or, like, right, maybe she wanted to watch Stranger Things or something else that was on Netflix.
Yeah.
So you don't have, you know, the time to sit down and do that, right? But you've got time to watch all these cheerleading shows.
Yes.
But, like, on the same platform, like, put out by the same people. Because you're very invested in Texas high school cheer drama. I mean,
Texas college cheer drama.
College. Sorry.
Drama. You're a college. Cheer was a college show. But yeah, I think some points were made universally. And I don't know what you do about that, to be honest with you. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Y'all have a good day.
You too. If you want to hit us up, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Frito Katie on the Bull. We are going to have some fun, and we are also going to learn some life lessons today, kids. Because despite what you have been told, possibly, when you're growing up, snitching is a good thing. It can be a very good thing.
Snitches get riches.
No. Yes. Notice the riches.
Riches. I love that COO of Crime Stoppers.
Hi.
Nicole, who is joining us today.
Yeah, and she's right in there. Yeah, she knows.
She knows.
She knows.
I'm in the thick of it.
We've been trying to tell that tale. Yeah. So we thought it would be a good opportunity today to get you guys in to talk a little bit about what you guys do. And there's a lot of aspects to cover here.
Yeah, so I think most people are familiar with the existence of Crime Stoppers and the tip line.
Right.
Y'all have been in Houston since the 80s.
Yeah.
But what happens when someone wants to report something? When they call, what happens? Can you walk us through that?
Sure. So there's three ways to report a tip to Crime Stoppers. Our famous phone number, 713-222-TIPS. Our mobile app, which is available on all platforms and in over 23 languages. And our website. All three ways are 100% anonymous, even the website part and the mobile app part. We don't have caller ID, which is not easy to get phones without caller ID.
That is so true.
Sometimes
you get it when you don't even want it.
So yeah, this isn't whenever y'all say it's anonymous. It's
anonymous.
It's 100% anonymous. So when you call or you report a tip, you're given a code number that's unique to you, and you're told right away, hang on to this number because it's the only way we can communicate with you. And when I tell you some of our tipsters couldn't hold on to a nickel if you super glued it in their hand, they're going to hold on to that number because it could be worth up to $5,000.
A lot more than a nickel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
A whole bunch of nickels.
And I'm not a math girl, so I'm not even going to try. But you're told to call back within a certain amount of time. And then that gives us time to forward the tip to law enforcement for them to investigate. And when you call back, we'll let you know if that tip was good.
You rate the tips.
Yeah. Is it a 10? 10 out of 10. Would recommend reporting a tip.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, so what they do is the law enforcement lets us know that the tip resulted in the charging or arrest of someone.
Right.
And then that's how we rate them.
But, of course, you would have to have a scale. It's not just call in and say something and then we give you money. That's not you wouldn't last very long.
Give me an example of one that jumps out to you
as a
10 out of 10 tip.
A 10 out of 10 tip. So, you know, a lot of people think tipsters are closely related to the suspects. Sometimes they are. Okay, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, because you'd know the inside details.
Birds of a feather.
The nitty-gritty.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. But we had one tip. The tipster calls and says, hey, I think my neighbors stole an ATM machine. And our call takers are law enforcement.
Right.
So I don't answer the tip line, but we have law enforcement assigned to us that do. And they're like, well, what makes you think they stole an ATM? And the tipster says, well, I saw them rolling it across and into their apartment.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. 10
out of 10. So far, so good. So far, so good.
And then they say, I think they're trying to break into it right now because I'm, you know, like when you're sawing on metal, they could hear the sawing and stuff. It was,
the paper thin walls.
Exactly.
Great
so,
tip.
Yes.
And then if you do have that 10 out of 10 tip, and it leads to something getting solved, someone getting arrested.
Right.
Riches.
Yeah. How does a tipster get paid?
So that's a good question. And everybody's like, well, how do I get paid?
I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
You know, and so it works the same way it started in 1976 in Albuquerque. That's where Crime Stoppers started. But what you do is you call back with your tip ID number and we'll tell you, yeah, that was a good 10 out of 10 tip or, you know, 5 out of 10, you know, but you're still eligible for a reward. So we give you another code or PIN that's unique to you. We verify that, you know, you are that person and all. And then we send you to a specific bank here in Houston. I'd tell you, but then...
No, you don't want to do that.
Don't want to do that. But we send you to a specific bank. They go through the drive-thru at that bank and give the teller a piece of paper
and then
that information.
And then riches comes out.
And then they get an envelope full of $100 bills. Yeah.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
It's amazing.
This is incredible.
And the biggest reward we've paid since I've been with Crime Stoppers is $100,000.
$100,000?
Can you talk about that case? Did they catch Bin Laden?
Yeah, like what happened? What was
that? It was a big case here in Houston. Detective from New Orleans was eating at the Grotto, and they were jugged, basically.
Yeah.
Somebody watched them walking across the street from their hotel and robbed them or tried to rob them while they were eating on the patio. So we had a supplemental reward that was provided by a bunch of different donors on that case.
And so they paid out $100,000. In the instance of the tipster, they went through the bank and were given
a gigantic manila envelope.
Wow.
A big envelope full of $100 bills. And when I talk to the tipster, I'm like, you know, you're probably going to need an accountant to handle this for you because you can't just go drop $100K in your bank account, right?
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
You know, I mean, you can't just do that. But so she's like, okay, is there anything else? And I said, well, don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah.
And she hung up on me. She's like, thanks. I'm like, okay.
Where can they find you if they want to learn more?
So the best place to find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, our website, crime-stoppers.org. We're always trying to keep everybody updated, not just on tip line stuff, because that is half of our mission. The other half is to prevent crime. So we go out into the community and we talk about ways that you could prevent yourself from becoming a victim.
Mm.
So, yeah, going to our website and our socials, you're always going to get some really good prevention information also.
Thank you.
The fun stories. And I don't give those out to everybody, but, you know, you guys are pretty cool.
Thank you for coming in. We're going to keep our eyes peeled.
Yeah,
always. Head on a swivel.
Riches.
Every single time.
Back at Freedom Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Good morning. Thank y'all for being here today.
So it's what, the 28th today? 28th of July?
Yeah.
So you might still be planning a last minute summer type vacation.
Oh, yeah. You've got
time on the books.
A little time left.
Especially if you're doing something within the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you go? The state overrun by the most tourists is not Florida.
Wait, I thought this was going to be an Orlando. This is not an Orlando story.
I also thought this was going to be an Orlando story, and I was wrong.
About walking into the mouth of hell itself, which is Orlando in August.
I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Ah! Misleading, but still intriguing. They were not looking at the most popular tourist destinations, obviously.
Well,
it's just
clearly,
like the most tourism traffic above the people who actually live there.
Oh, so the most impact. Okay, I get
what
you're
saying.
Yeah, so
when they say overrun by tourists, they mean like literally, which is how you end up with West Virginia on top. Let that sink in.
That's
We'll come back around.
Okay, all right.
First, we saw this coming a mile away. George Strait's flood relief benefit concert went down last night in Bernie.
Did it.
I haven't even looked to see how much money it made. All the money, most likely.
I will tell you, my guess is going to be an amount of money that is fairly insane.
The best is Frito actually inquired about how to get tickets,
They
didn't even bother responding.
Not tickets
not
for
like
giveaway.
Free.
Not like, hey.
Just like, how do I buy tickets?
Yeah. Not even an email back. Because they would know. And I don't mean this in a negative way. It's going to sound like I'm being judgy, and like I'm not. That is a billionaires only room.
It is. We discussed it.
Billionaires only.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 seats. They're going to try to raise the most money possible. I mean, selling tickets.
It's literally to the highest bidder.
And the goal is to get as much money as you can.
But because it got support from people all over the world.
Yeah.
It also got the attention of scammers all over the world.
Oh, no.
And a couple in Texas lost $10,000 when they bought fake tickets to said show. They say the scam looked very real, right down to the graphics. The wording was straight off of George's own site.
Oh, Lord.
But after they wired money for 4 tickets, that's when they realized that there were no tickets. It was just a fraud. The scammer even found out the real email address for the provider.
Yeah.
Altered just one letter.
It's always something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like, hey, it's one letter
off.
But
you might not necessarily know what the email address is.
No. How would you? And it wasn't like it was a public thing. Honestly, they were just asking to email this Gmail account. This was the actual one. Like, oh, just email this Gmail account, then we'll tell you how to get your tickets.
Right.
So how would you know if you were being scammed or
not?
Well,
and the couple, they're not so much upset about their own loss because they could afford $10,000 to
clearly
go to a George Strait benefit.
Yeah.
But they're heartbroken about the fact that the money was meant for Texas flood victims.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stolen.
That's the big difference here, is because, again, the money is meant for victims of the flood. You know, and yes, you're talking to very, very rich people who have it to spend. But if you're,
and he announced that benefit pretty early. So it might have been they would have donated this $10,000 outright.
Yeah.
But then they said, oh, well, let's wait.
Now it's in some scammer's pocket.
And now it doesn't go to anyone that needed it.
That's horrendous.
They are so upset by it, actually. They said, I think they should get life in prison.
Yes. Yes.
If they find the person or persons responsible.
I hope they do.
There should be very harsh penalties.
I hope they track him down. I'd love to see it.
Might love to see this. Did Taylor Swift just shoot a new music video for a new song?
Oh, really?
Well, that's kind of the question, because it seems like nobody knows. She filmed the video allegedly in L.A. this past Thursday.
Okay.
But it was so top secret that people working on the set weren't even allowed to hear it.
It's about that time.
It was only the beat.
Only the beat?
Only the beat.
All you heard was the back beats?
That's what they say.
Everything else, what was it, like a headphone disco type? Look, it is about that time where she's supposed to drop new products, right? It did a tour, she waits for a minute, drops an album, does another tour. She's been spending
time with Travis Kelce.
Yeah, she has spent a lot of time with the man. But anything is possible.
Yeah, she took some time off, but there are still projects she's working on and things she wants to do. I don't know about a 12 studio album in the works. But there have been rumors. Nothing official. So.
She's not going to retire, which means, yes, you're going to get an album at some point.
Probably 12 more.
In the next 6 months. It's going to happen. She's not going to make you wait that long.
Yeah, when she decides to do it.
It'll happen.
It'll be quick. Mm-hmm. It'll be, dare I say, swift. And back to tourism.
West Virginia, huh?
West Virginia.
Okay.
Which I guess is great if your ideal vacation includes whitewater rafting,
What else?
Coal mining. Moonshine.
Yeah. That's my thing, is there's not that many things to do. I mean, I've heard it's very pretty. I've heard.
Pepperoni rolls?
Pepperoni.
Is that a thing?
No. Couch burning is West Virginia. Pepperoni rolls is somewhere else. It's not my flavor. Maybe for some it is. But yeah, this is because there's no one in West Virginia, so
exactly.
Anyone
it
shows
has
up.
A lower population.
Yeah.
So researchers determined this list. It's visitor to locals ratio for each state by dividing the annual tourist population by the annual residential population.
Right.
I think actually we played ourselves because so many Texans just vacation in Texas.
Oh, absolutely we did.
So we're both.
We don't leave.
Oh, are you a local? Maybe.
Partially? Yeah, because it's like,
local.
I want to go to the beach. Boom, you got it. Oh, I want to go to San Antonio. Boom, you got it.
Yeah.
I want to go out to the mountains. Boom,
which
you got it.
Which is probably why we have the lowest visitor-to-local ratio, just 2-1.
Yeah, we never leave.
I mean, it's a big state,
why
y'all.
Why would you leave?
It's a big state.
You got everything, minus, you know, snow, but I'm sure it's some.
But that's it. The larger populations didn't do great on here. Like, here's where Florida is, lowest visitor-to-local ratio.
Mm.
Maybe it's because they can go to Disney World. It's in their backyard.
Very possible. Very possible. They don't leave either. I could see that happening.
But Ohio, interestingly, made highest visitor to local ratio. One of the highest.
Nothing in Ohio, man.
Of
like, what are you visiting in Ohio for fun? I just don't know. Is there something in Ohio that somehow, it's not Cleveland, we know that. Like, what else is there? What else is there for a summer vacation?
Literally no idea.
I would love to find out.
When expanded to countries, Vatican City had the highest visitor-to-local ratio.
Yeah,
probably because
obviously.
Nobody lives there. And they get millions of people every year.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yep.
What's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito, Katie, The Bull. Good morning, everyone.
Who was it that got really upset when we clowned on West Virginia?
Several people had said that we don't know what we're talking about. Again, this is traditionally things like, you don't know West Virginia is really, really nice. I'm like, I
got a great song. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
You know what else I'll give him?
What?
Pepperoni rolls.
You stop with the pepperoni. Is there a punchline here that
is
I'm missing?
Legitimate.
What do you mean?
Pepperoni rolls originated in West Virginia. Pepperoni rolls originated because Italian immigrants were working in the mines, and they were looking for a non-perishable lunch.
So they invented
the pepperoni roll.
They invented the pepperoni roll.
They sure did. It's their state food.
What?
They even have like a pepperoni roll trail. So tourists can go find the best pepperoni rolls in the land.
Yeah, 1927, sure enough. Yeah, they actually, that is
it's a delicacy in West Virginia.
Better than squirrel. That's a wild bit of trivia. Will it be the wildest bit of trivia you learned today? I don't know, but we're going to find out. Money Minute is next.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
All right, Melissa, how are we feeling? Are we ready to go?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Katie is also as ready as she's going to be. She's got 10 questions. You're going to try to get all these right in 60 seconds. Now, you can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. We'll go on to the next one. We'll come around to your passes at the end if we have time. But you can't change your answers once you give it. Make sense?
Okay. Yep.
All right. I know Katie's ready, so we're going to get started.
Who is on the $10 bill?
Hamilton.
The best little whorehouse in Texas was inspired by what real brothel in LaGrange?
Pass.
What is the world's southernmost continent?
Antarctica.
Who is the author of the Goosebumps series?
R.L. Stein?
Robin Hood is often depicted as the antagonist to the Sheriff of?
Nottingham.
On what instrument do you change the pitch by moving a slide?
Guitar.
Who is the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court?
Pass.
How many NBA championships has Michael Jordan won?
Pass.
Pad Thai is the national dish of what country?
Thailand?
What video game does Thor get addicted to in Avengers Endgame?
Pass.
The best little whorehouse in Texas was inspired by what real brothel in LaGrange?
No idea. Let's just set the Alamo. That's fun.
Who was the first one?
Not in LaGrange. But hey,
long live Alma.
She's got to throw out a name. That's a name you could definitely do.
Okay, so let's go over what was a very great quiz.
I would say so.
Okay, so the best little whorehouse in Texas was inspired by
the Chicken Ranch.
The LaGrange Chicken Ranch, the Texas Chicken Ranch, the Chicken Ranch. However you want to say it.
Okay.
Yes, if you've not heard of it. I believe there's a book out now.
It's worth a read, frankly.
On what instrument do you change the pitch by moving a slide? I know what you meant when you said guitar, but I'm an actual like slide, like a trombone.
Yeah, that's always I think. Yeah, that could
right.
If that
right.
Was,
I
that
see
was,
where your brain was though.
We were in the neighborhood. We were in the neighborhood.
Who was the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court?
RBG. Right? Was it not Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
No,
Sandra Day O'Connor.
It was Sandra Day O'Connor. I'm an idiot. Sorry, my bad.
How many NBA championships has Michael Jordan won? Six. He'll know this.
Yeah.
You go. And what video game does Thor get addicted to in Avengers Endgame?
It's Call of Duty.
Fortnite.
It's Fortnite. Okay, sorry. Yeah, all over the road myself today. Hey, that was a great job.
It was. Melissa,
sign up again, thebullhouston.com/contests. Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Guys, we tried to do our part for you, and we decided that just 1 week of opportunities for you to win your way in to Jurassic Quest was just not enough.
Oh, we didn't decide. Jurassic Quest decided. Because we had been begging them for more 4-packs.
Yes.
And they finally gave permission.
They delivered. And so we are delivering to you.
Exactly. So another week of 4-packs to not just Jurassic Quest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got 3 events happening under one roof this weekend at Energy Center. So Jurassic Quest is the big one with the big old paleontologist-approved dinos.
Correct.
They've got real fossils and things. But then you've also got the brick event, which is the Lego event with millions of bricks.
Yeah.
They've got real Lego masters, and they're trying to tackle a world record that you can be a part of.
That's right.
And then they also have the Ancient Oceans, which features that 50-foot moving megalodon. Also, we were totally nerding out last week.
Yeah.
Because one of our winners was regaling us with the story that they just found a megalodon tooth out in Florida.
They did. A brand
new. Like some lady was walking on the beach and she found it.
You find.
It's crazy. It's huge.
Did she step on it? Like, what are you?
No. She saw it. Like, she knew enough to know, like, it was something.
Yeah.
Bigger than her hand, bigger than my face.
Yeah. It's terrifying how big these things are, but you can learn all about them. So the other great part about this is we have all had a full week to get used to our dinosaur-themed games. So what are we going with today?
Oh, well, we are keeping them the same.
Yes. I was hoping that was the case. That would have been very...
No, I wish I'd changed them. Now, we're going to start with Yabba Dabba Who.
Oh, nice.
Which is just movie clips of pop culture dinosaurs. So... movie or show, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we'll play a clip that either has a dinosaur or features characters that are around a dinosaur, dinosaur adjacent.
Yeah.
And you just identify the dino or the source material.
Exactly. Get 2 out of 3 right, send you to Jurassic Quest. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us and we'll talk to you coming up next.
Frio and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Jurassic Quest. You want them? We got them. 4 packs of tickets to all the action this weekend at NRG Center.
Yabba Dabba Who, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the question.
How well do you know your pop culture dinosaurs today?
There are
today?
A lot of them, actually.
There's so many. Let's get our first contestant on the phone today. Howdy, Frito and Katie. Who's this?
This is Julie.
All right, Julie. Welcome to Yabba Dabba Who. We're going to give you 3 famous dinosaurs. Not real dinosaurs. Dinosaurs from pop culture. You just have to tell us what dinosaur it is, where it came from, whatever. 2 out of 3 wins you the tickets. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Here is your first dinosaur today.
You know, we found another clip of Barney.
We did.
A later clip.
Yeah.
Where they changed his voice, and it was very off-putting.
Did you know there was a second Barney somewhere in there. That at some point, Barney went through some changes.
Barney's so very upsetting.
The child I had to watch Barney is like 34. So.
Yeah. So
that's my Barney.
That's our Barney. Yeah.
That's my Barney.
Yeah. All right. So one for one.
I hear about the rest of this noise. Dinosaur number two. It's one for you.
Oh,
you know it. You know it.
Oh, I don't know this.
Really? This is going to be, this is the one I thought would stump most people, but it's not going to stump her. This is one of Katie's.
This is a video game.
Yes, it is.
But the character has been in shows.
It is a dinosaur. Yes.
Technically a dinosaur.
There's no technically about it.
Well, or a little dragon. I mean.
Yeah, of course, a little dragon.
I like the way.
Little dragons, aren't
they? Is it he or is she?
Indeterminate, Katie.
Does it have a name?
Yes.
The dinosaur?
Yes, it does.
But we'll also take, like, the franchise.
The game?
Yeah,
the franchise.
Games.
That he or she is.
I was going to say Mario Brothers, but I know that's not right.
No, we'll take Mario. It's Yoshi, right?
Mario.
Yoshi. The game is Yoshi's story.
Yes. Yoshi's story from the Nintendo 64.
I can picture him with the princess.
Yeah.
I love this game. This was Nintendo 64.
This is the first This is the first deviation from where they gave Yoshi kind of a voice. Since then, he kind of has.
And you, oh my gosh, I remember playing this. And when you would jump up and you would try to like keep him in the air and be like,
it's very cute.
And then when you're eating these berries. Oh man, that's such a great game.
That's 2 out of 3. We got ourselves a winner.
Julie, you did it.
I'm not going to waste the third clip because frankly, that might come in useful later on in the week. But yeah,
awesome.
That's all it takes, Julie. Get ready to go to Jurassic Quest.
Awesome.
Hang on the line.
I'm going to go to eBay and find me a Yoshi story. That's what I'm going to do.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Well, I've never been less likely to buy a Mercedes-Benz in my life.
Did you get poorer?
Oh, wait. When was I ever at risk? Ever at risk of potentially buying a Mercedes-Benz?
Price point that's keeping
that's
you from getting one.
That's
but
the most important
I'll allow
factor.
It. Continue.
New upgrade for the Mercedes-Benz. What do they call it? For the infotainment system. The entertainment.
Oh, fancy CarPlay.
Fancy car. The Mercedes-Benz version of CarPlay. Yes, you would be correct.
I don't even have CarPlay.
Hold on to that as long as you can. So, they have added Microsoft Teams as an official feature in the Mercedes-Benz.
Was that the whole update?
Was
that marketed as a selling point?
It is marketed as a selling point, and here's why. You can use the in-car camera, because there is an in-car camera.
Well, that's safe.
To take your Microsoft Teams call with your colleagues while you drive. They're the first car maker to enable this feature while a car is being driven. There are some safety caveats. Apparently the big one is you can't take over the meeting. You can't like become the host and start going through a slideshow.
Share your screen.
It will just let you sit there and yap at your coworkers.
Doesn't so much matter if you're a woman.
Right. What? Sorry, but I'm not following you.
It's another way to be silenced by Microsoft.
Wait. I'm not following you.
I'm not at liberty to discuss this story.
What do you mean you're not at liberty?
In further detail.
You're not at liberty to discuss?
Not according to my lawyer, no. Just kidding, but if anyone knows Tony Busby, please send me his phone number.
Is there some pending action that I...
Really? I think I have a case.
I'm not going to dissuade you because, like...
Actually, we were talking this morning about your million-dollar idea.
Is this your million-dollar idea?
Yes, it is.
You've got it.
It's not in the same spirit as the ones that were going to change the world for
the
better. Yeah,
those are very
like
insightful. I'm not hearing
that. But
it
is about
you.
AI technology and how I believe it is being used against us. Yes.
I am... I'm sure you are not going to give us any more than that.
I'm not.
Because I fully believe someone has told you to shut up about it.
It'll probably be a class action.
Like, class action.
Which means I get very little.
Tony, ball's in your court, my man.
However, I will get the satisfaction get of knowing that I'll take it down.
Get at her. You know you love a good class action, my man. She might have a case.
Working on it.
Have a case.
And switching gears completely.
Of course, we're going to switch gears.
Let's offer our congratulations to Zach Brown. Zach Brown playing the Sphere, Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
You can go to that show, by the way, if you listen to us for an hour.
That's right.
Or if you just tuned in because we're signing off, you listen to the station for an hour.
Yeah, just keep it
rolling.
Doesn't
matter. Just an hour of consistent listening gets you an entry. You can get one per day while we've got this contest going on, and somebody will win that flyaway to see Zach and put you up, airfare, all of that. Get all the details online, thebullhouston.com. Mm. But Zach Brown also now engaged.
Engaged? Wait.
Kendra Scott? They're already engaged.
I'm sorry. How long have they been together? Like a week?
When you know, you know.
That seems, though. I mean, they're, sure, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Just lightning struck.
Electric.
Wow.
They both tried it a few times, so.
Has Kendra, has Kendra Scott been married before? I think she's been
married three other times.
Okay, all right. Hey, well, look.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a lot of
And practice? Hasn't he? Or he's been married twice.
Zach Brown's gone through some relationships.
Well, his last one was the one. Well, it was only like 4 months. It did not end well.
You know what? Best of luck.
Exactly.
Best of luck, too.
On to better things.
Have a great day. We'll see y'all tomorrow.